My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Mavis Mills comes back and is beating around the bush, which forces us to play Interrogate the Scammer. So listen and enjoy.
The whole reason she is back to you, obviously, is somebody told her that Dick killed himself.
Yeah, somebody said you better call Stupid.
But you know what? It just is common sense.
She's
a
playing
scammer.
Dumb.
She shouldn't. You know what? Where the hell is she coming from out of the blue?
It's been a month. She
should be coming up. Oh, my God. I can't believe he died. I'm so guilty. Please accept my condolences. I mean, I don't think they're. Do you think they're playing their hand right about here? Trying to keep the whole story congruent?
Well,
I don't
remember,
think they
don't want to accept blame, so. I don't know. Maybe playing.
But you know what? You don't want to explain.
Maybe they're trying to trap me the way I trap them.
If there was somebody, if you like somebody, you date somebody, you know, and you know, and you want to call them and say hello, you've got to have a decent reason to come back out of the blue. Okay,
you got
how
chat,
you
buddy.
Been? I heard, you know, but
they're just playing
and,
coy.
And just but you would question. She knows. That she knows that she heard Dick Eldorado died. She's going to call you back, okay? Wouldn't you start the conversation off, oh, my God, I heard, blah, 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 blah.
Unless they're not getting the full deal.
But what's the point of even – maybe that's right.
Maybe somebody, hey, listen, you got to call Davin.
You got to call Davin, but they really threw her under the bus if that was the case.
Yeah.
Because she should have given you the backstory in that because, you know, I mean, why would she call out of the blue? She would have no reason. She told you to go to hell. She ran off. You know, she's calling you because somebody told her Dick Eldorado is dead. Now, with that, she should have enough common sense to know that it's a big issue, and she should address the topic as soon as she gets on. As soon as she gets on chat with you,
that would be the obvious play. Wouldn't
it? Would be the obvious play. It would be the smartest play.
So Mavis goes, it's been long since you spoke about Richard. Is he married again? I go, there is a reason why you popped up.
Yeah, good boy, good boy.
I go, you've spoken with Belinda. She told you exactly what has happened. Mavis goes, I had her message, but she never told me what is wrong with Richard. She said there was something going on with Richard, but she doesn't want to tell me.
It's called death.
It's called death. I go, what is wrong with Richard? You two are way closer than you pretended. Why don't you tell me about that, and then I will tell you about Richard.
Oh, God, dangling a carrot. Good boy.
She goes, she sent me a message on Facebook. I go, I know you're closer than you pretend. Should we play the Interrogate the Scammer music?
Yes.
All right, let me find that. Because it kind of feels like an interrogation is coming
Plus
on.
Plus, I worked hard on it.
This is one of our favorite games. No, that's not it. Interrogate the Scammer intro.
In the quest for truth and justice in the American way, join Davin, Hip Helix, and Joe Curry for Interrogate the Scammer.
So it seems like an interrogation's coming over. I know you're closer than you pretend. The thing about money is if you let it rule your world, the people closest to you can be bought. You like what I did? Did you like what I did there?
Yeah.
What did I do? I don't think you missed it.
I was reading what Tom said.
Yeah, of course you missed it, stupid.
Bullshit, yeah. Well, it's not that I don't give a shit. I'm trying to run the chat and run the show.
Don't worry about the show. Don't worry about the chat.
All right. What was the line again? I'm sorry. Yeah.
I go to her, I know you're closer than you pretend. The thing about money is, if you let it rule your world, the people closest to you can be bought.
That's true.
But you see what I'm doing? I'm introducing the fact that somebody in their circle is on my payroll.
Okay.
I'm trying to get some distrust going.
Okay.
That's what that move is.
All right. Also, yeah, because you could have went two ways on it. You could have went with guilt. You could have switched trust to hurt. Which would also allude to her that money, you know, this guy, you know Dick Eldorado's dead, and you know you're damn well behind it.
So Mavis goes, are you saying she bought me? I go, I'm saying you two are playing a very dangerous game, and I told her I had people in Ghana. I told her I would try to protect her and those close to her,
oh, good.
And
she
I was.
Yeah, good, she shits her pants over this stuff.
Yeah, remember before she thought I was a murderer?
Yeah, good, yeah.
So she goes, so I guess you see me as a bad person, right? I go, I most certainly do.
Yes.
At one point, I thought maybe you had good in you, and we could be friends, and I could help you. You have shown your colors to me. You treated me terribly for no reason. You and Belinda still will not admit that you are more than just random Facebook friends. You want me to think you are good? Show me you are good. Do something a good person would do. Hmm. She goes, what would you want me to do? She goes, and if you don't want to tell me what is going on with Richard, fine. I go, tell me the truth about you and Belinda. Stop with the Facebook bullshit. I know you were closer than
that. Stop right there. You're playing a good game here because basically what you want is she wants to know what's going on. She has an idea what's going on. Mm-hmm. She probably, regardless of how Belinda explained it to her, has got to have a guilt trip or somewhere in the human element that Dick El Dorado killed himself, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you want to get an answer and somebody's beating around the bush, it is one of the most frustrating things ever. It'll force her to maybe fess up. So you're playing a very well played right here.
Mavis goes, what the fuck? You always want people to accept things they don't know and things they have never done. What the hell is going on in your head? Interesting play by Mavis there.
Mm.
I go, fine, Mavis. It does not matter. I hope you're at peace because the hounds have been released. We all have blood on our hands, but you do most of all.
I got to tell you, and I hope the guys in the chat agree with me. Everybody's bringing their A game in tonight, man. Everybody must have had a pep talk or a rally meeting or coach spoke to him before the show.
I wish Rex Ryan would have done this with the Jets before we flew out to San Diego.
Yeah, I understand. That's like Coughlin in the second and during the half. Everybody must have went upstairs because everybody is fucking swinging their A game tonight, man.
Mavis goes, what blood are you talking about? Is someone dead or killed?
Ah!
I go.
Why would she say that? Why would she say that?
I don't know.
Why would she say that?
That's a good question. I go, Sakala is not a victimless game. Remember now, Sakala is the black magic they do this game.
Now, the good thing is you're going right back to dangling that. You didn't back off. You didn't back off. You're dangling that carrot still.
I go, Sakala is not a victimless game. When you play with people's lives, bad things happen. It might be just money for you and your little gang, but there are people on the other end that buy into the myth. Not everybody is like me. Some people just can't handle being lied to by somebody they trusted so
ramifications,
much.
Ramifications.
Yes.
Ramifications.
Which is what I've been doing with them the past few
right,
days.
Right.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.